How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. We're going to conclude the conversation around looking at non-dental biofilm-induced gingival cases. Over the past several weeks, we looked at gingivitis, specifically looking at patients that can either have biofilm or non-dental biofilm-induced gingivitis. And this week, we're going to look at patients specifically who present with non-dental biofilm-induced gingivitis associated with traumatic lesions or hypersensitivity reactions. So remember, these are going to be patients, for example, that present with some type of an inflammatory condition in their oral cavity. However, for these particular types of patients, they present with this inflammatory condition not associated with biofilm. And in order to look at hypersensitivity reactions, we're going to look first at patients that can present with a contact allergy. These are going to be patients that may have some type of a reaction due to dental restorative materials. These could be patients that are reacting to their toothpaste, their mouthwash, some type of a food. And most oftentimes, these are patients that are presenting with a type 4 delayed contact hypersensitivity reaction. We can also have patients that present with what's called plasma cell gingivitis. It's not common, but this particular type of a condition affects the anterior maxillary gingiva. And some research indicates that plasma cell gingivitis is associated with some type of a hypersensitivity reaction to an antigen. Other researchers have actually said, no, there's no distinct pathology associated with this. But the reality is these are patients that present with this inflammatory condition in the maxillary gingival anterior region. And this particular type of a response requires some advanced hypersensitivity testing. Finally, we look at patients that present with erythema multiforme. Now, this is going to take us back to pathology again. I know how much you all love pathology. Erythema multiforme is not very common as well, but this is an immune inflammatory disorder, particularly of the oral mucosa, but also it can be of the face as well. Etiologically, we still don't really understand where it comes from, but we believe that it's some type of hypersensitivity reaction associated with a presence of T lymphocytes. We believe that the challenge associated with erythema multiforme is that in many cases, it can look like a herpes simplex or pneumonia. And so really, it's important for us to ensure that anytime that we see an unresolved transient inflammatory lesion in the oral cavity, that we're considering a referral for biopsy. One final piece that I wanted to add on before we conclude today's discussion and the Fast Facts discussion around non-dental biofilm-induced gingivitis is to share that some cases, some patients can present with persistent enlargement of the soft tissue. And this enlargement would be called granulomatosis inflammatory conditions. These are granulomatosis that can be associated with systemic conditions like tuberculosis or Crohn's disease. These are changes in which we begin to see shifts or movement of the soft tissue. Again, not necessarily due to the presence of biofilm, but rather the presence of clinical disorders or allergic reactions. Thank you for tuning in this week for another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition. Stay tuned next week as we move forward in the discussion around the AAP classification system, moving in to discussing diseases of the periodontium and more specifically, periodontitis. Have a wonderful week. This has been another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.